Hello, everybody. Butchie is here, Simply Butch. Yes, it's Sunday, and another edition of Butch on Sports. We haven't been with you for a while, like a week, I'd say. But we're back now here and give you some sports news that you can't get enough of. I'm excited. I don't know about you. We'll do our best. Let's get to college basketball first and foremost here. Michigan wins over Ohio State on the road. Yes, by a score of 75-69. Devin Jones, 21 points for the Wolverines. They're waiting on some goodies here. I'll give you that information in a moment here. Michigan State this afternoon as well won over their opponent. They played Maryland. Oh, boy. 77-67. It got close for a minute, but Michigan State squeaked it on by. Malik Hall, 17 points for, yes, the Spartans of Michigan State. Now, I said they'll be waiting because for the simple reason, Minnesota and Northwestern, they'll be playing a little bit late. No, they're playing right now, but as a matter of fact, and also Iowa and Illinois, they are going to be playing at this moment right now here. So once that those games are done, and they'll be done by maybe 10 o'clock and all, we'll get the official standings and all here. And look like right now, Michigan might be playing, I'll say Maryland, in the second round. They won't be in the first round. They get by on that there. So there you have it on that, basketball. I'll get to some more basketball in a moment. I will get to it right now. In the Horizon League there, U of D Mercy and Oakland didn't fare too well in the second round there. Wright State took care of Oakland by a score of 75-63. And U of D Mercy lose to Northern Kentucky 77-59. Purdue also a winner as well as Cleveland State, so you have the first, second, third, and fourth ranked teams in the Horizon going about it in a nice little way for the championship there. The semifinals will be happening on Monday, I do believe. Yes. And it should be Cleveland State versus Wright State and Purdue Fort Wayne versus Northern Kentucky. They'll be done by Tuesday, Tuesday, or no more than Wednesday, because I could be wrong by a day here, but I do believe they play tomorrow for the semis and the finals on Tuesday. Just rolling around here. Let me get one more college thing out the way here. On Saturday night, the Big Ten hockey tournament is going on. I just want to let everybody know that Michigan, University of Michigan State University, ate the zip to eliminate the Spartans. And they also advanced to, I think, the semifinals. I'm talking about University of Michigan, that is there. So congratulations to them in college hockey there. That's always a big deal in the state of Michigan for that. Okay, so Deke Bay scored 25 points. Kay Callaway had 20 and 9 rebounds. In Detroit Pistons, they rallied to beat Indianapolis, or I should say Indiana Pacers, by a score of 106, I should say. Friday night, Marvin Bagley, he also added 18 points for Detroit Pistons. The Pistons have won 5 of 7 games right now, winning at Toronto on Thursday night. How hard can it be? Yes, tomorrow night, the Pistons host Atlanta at, yes, Little Caesars Arena. That should kind of give you a little spook there. Little push on the belly there. You know, Marvin Bagley has been a find for the Detroit Pistons. Believe it or not. When that guy came around here, everything kind of changed for the better. And hopefully some more pieces and parts that the Pistons have right now that use them for the best interest of the team in general kind of give themselves a little oomph going into next year, because they're sure not going to hell anywhere this year. Robbie Fabre scored for the Detroit Red Wings' lone goal on a heads-up play in the second period to tie the game 1-1. Maurice Seider, he extended his points streak to 8 games. However, the Red Wings were unable to take a lead, and the Lightning beat the crap out of them with a goal and an empty netter to boot. Yes, the Lightning beat the Red Wings on Friday night by a score of 3-1. And on Saturday night, it was just no better. They went down the road a piece to Miami and got rear-ended by, yes, the Florida Panthers, boys and girls, by a score of 6-2. Red Wings need some help somewhere. And by the way, the trade deadline, I think it's in less than 10 days, maybe 2 weeks. Let's see what the Red Wings do then with some of them veterans they have on the team versus some of them kids that maybe Steve Yzerman might want to give them an open shot of getting a little early experience. I would love to see the Red Wings go to the playoffs, but I got to be realistic, boys and girls. It don't look that way. Congratulations to all the girls in the state of Michigan who played high school basketball and advanced to, yes, the regionals. There's a whole slew of about 124 teams or districts are going to be playing this nice little game called basketball here for the girls. The boys will shake a leg starting tomorrow night, Monday, as those divisions and little districts have been set up. So we'll see who's mean and who's not mean. I'm quite sure Detroit Public School League is going to have their rippers and snappers there going into the regionals. But then that's when the rubber meets the road for all these high schools in general. And then we start to find out who got the biggest heart. Because that's normally what wins these games around here when it comes down to the kids there. And also your participation, boys and girls, ladies and gents, please be safe when you go to these venues. If you not have a shot or anything, please wear a mask. And let's, you know, do our best to respect these kids. You know, let's not get mad at the referees, although there are some referees that need some work. Also, there's some parents and guardians out there that need some work, too, when it comes down to their attitudes. This is a child who could be robbing a bank or something here or doing something no good. Decide to go athletic to balance their curriculum at school or the scholastics there. And people are acting a damn fool at these games. It doesn't make the kids too happy. We went through a lot to get fans to come back to the games. Let's not spoil it for the kids or the support for these children by acting stupid. That's not a paid political announcement either. That's from the heart. Because that's going on in the state of Michigan right now. Referees are getting, and like I said, I don't mean no harm to any officials there. That takes a whole heck of a lot because that's probably their second job and all, not their only one. But they come out there to lend a hand and some support to these kids and call the game, hopefully fairly. But there are some officials out there who basically right now is not cutting it. And it causes a lot of confusion with the fans. Now the fans on this day and age, everything is not going to be perfect. So we want to give the referees some slack, but we hope the referees and the officials from the top end see this and maybe have a chat or a meeting with those particular officials so they can guard themselves and get better, okay? We don't need all this stuff out here, especially with our kids. Let's move on. Hey, you know what the Sinclair Broadcasting Group is? A lot of you don't know, but Sinclair Broadcasting owns a lot of radio stations and television stations, and they're reared in the South. Sinclair Broadcasting was the owners of a wrestling ensemble called Ring of Honor. However, Sinclair Broadcasting Network has sold Ring of Honor to sport executive Tony Khan, the founder of the Jacksonville-based All Elite Wrestling. Khan is also a co-owner of the NFL Jacksonville Jaguars, announced an agreement to acquire the assets of the Ring of Honor Wrestling Entertainment LLC from Hunt Valley-based Sinclair during the live event on Wednesday, which I call a piece of it there. Matter of fact, he practically signed the contract on that show, and that was done strictly live. So you're going to have a lot of Ring of Honor people, along with Japanese wrestling, okay, which they have a very good tie in working with. So, AEW is getting bigger, better, and a lot more recognizable because the people on television, they're definitely watching the shows, and they're definitely taking notice to what the people would like to see in a wrestling match. And yes, some fairness besides what you see right now from the WWE, which is basically who beats whose brains out first. You know, competitive wrestling is the name of the game, and that kind of takes top billing to beating somebody's damn brains out. And right now, the WWE has to come to terms with that. So they're making their efforts with the NXT brand that they have. And I'm quite sure some other forms of wrestlers that they're developing up in their system. But AEW and Impact Wrestling, who also is joined in with AEW. So those are two firms now. Who right now, AEW has right now declared victory. Impact Wrestling and also Ring of Honor. So you've got a blend. And also, again, I mentioned this very, very heavily, New Japan Wrestling. We'll see how Vince McMahon and family members handle this as WrestleMania is coming about. And boy, some of the matches that I'm going to see versus some surprises that we can kind of expect to see is on its way. Stone Cold Steve Austin and... I'm going to leave it alone right now. Longtime broadcasting partner has voted to ESPN. Troy Aikman is now a property of ESPN Sports, and I'm quite sure he's going to be on Monday Night Football. Now, the question is, will Joe Buck follow Troy Aikman? Now, Buck is making about $11 million per year now with Fox. He has 1 year left on his contract with Fox as well. So, let's see how loyalty lies. Or sing the song, Here Comes the Money. See that. I tell you. This was sad to get some news there, but when the Detroit Pistons back in the day, and I say in 1986, 85, when the Detroit Pistons were just getting a little juice, the Pistons had hired a coach named Dick Versace. He left Bradley University, where he was very successful, to join the Detroit Pistons staff. He spent 3 years as an assistant with the Pistons before getting a head coaching job with the Indiana Pacers. His most successful stint with the team came during 1989-1990 with the Pacers, although we both know what the Pistons did those particular years. Versace missed that, but he did get some comp to the Pistons. Little to none at all. The Pacers went 42-40, making the playoffs. The team lasted three games in the postseason before they get behind eliminated. Former Indiana Pacers coach and also Memphis Grizzlies executive Dick Versace died on Friday. He was 81 years old. Now, Versace's cause of death was not released, but I give my condolences to the Versace family and all the friends and fans who know Dick very well and knew him very well. He was one heck of a guy and very approachable coach and individual and represented the NBA very, very well. And on that note, I'm going to end Butch on Sports for this particular Sunday. Yes, we will be on Wednesday. Butch on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. You can catch Butch on Sports on Facebook. Yes, you can. Butch on Sports on Facebook or Butch on Facebook. Why not? Check them both. Hey, also, the main page of Podomatic.com, just type in SimpleButchToO.podomatic.com. Also, go to the Game Sports Show and the GameSportsShow.podbean.com for, yes, Butch on Sports and then some other elegant shows under the heading of the Game Sports Show. And don't forget to check myself out along with Scott Nason, Dave McKay, and friends and guests on the Game Sports Show Monday night, yes, tomorrow, from 6 to 8 o'clock on News Talk 1400, Sault Ste. Marie. You can also go to that little button, go to that little particular address I just gave you, find the radio station, click the live button, and away you go. You could do it on your phone, yes, and you could also do it on a computer, like a laptop or desktop or whatever. Yes, you can hear the show. Hey, I'm done with this day here on Sunday here. I'm just going to pack it on up and watch some TV. Hey, you have a great beginning of the week, and stay safe, boys and girls.